Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Welcome to What Women Want with Amy Annette. Hello, and welcome to the show where I and some great comedians look at the misadventures, misunderstandings, and misogyny involved in being a woman. As part of my ongoing journey to actually release all of these podcasts that I've recorded over the years that have just laid dormant on a hard drive, this is an episode that I recorded with Rosie Jones and Helen Bauer back in 20... I actually am embarrassed to say the year. Perhaps not surprisingly because of how brilliant they are, the episode is just as relevant as ever. Helen and Rosie are so funny. The podcast that Helen and Rosie did together, Daddy Look At Me, may no longer exist. I wonder where they are now. A little humour joke there because of course they are so successful. And I was incredibly lucky to get them in when I did. You will also notice that this podcast is slightly shorter than a traditional What Women Want episode. I will say that is because we halfway through started talking as if we were not being recorded, and I've had to cut that out because I do not currently have the funds for a libel case. But come find me at a live show and maybe I'll tell you what we were talking about. But in the meantime, please enjoy this conversation that I had with Helen and Rosie, where we talk about what women want is attention. I'm joined today by the wonderful Rosie Jones and Helen Bauer.
Hello. I just realised as well that I'm in a seat in your lovely studio where I can see everyone walking past and they're just looking in at me like I'm an absolute freak.
We can frost that glass so that people don't...
What?
Sassy.
Can you? No, I don't mind it, but like, can you actually frost it?
Yeah.
Oh my Rosie. God.
See, now I'm worried as well because they'll be like, they saw me looking at them looking at me and I've been like, frost it. I'm not having any of it. Get rid of them. And now that we're nice and private, all alone.
Let's get our tits out.
What a beautiful bra.
Oh, I actually have. I thought you were going to go for it too.
No, we're both wearing too
many
clothes.
Thank you, M&S.
This show, What Women Want, as many people know, is about the misadventures and misunderstandings around being a woman. Mm. The idea is that we share our experiences and hilarious stories just so that we can all understand a bit more what it's like to be a woman.
Amy, we're both big fans, we're both previous guests, and we're really happy to be here.
That's so kind. And I love the way that you adopted my radio formal tone.
You just really go for it. Like, honestly, like, so fun, you 5 minutes ago was not you now. It's incredible.
Yeah. Actually, I think I've got to stop doing it because it does sound like I'm a child pretending to be a radio presenter. Like, my friends are here. And some questions I have to ask. Okay. And a real theme of your show is attention. Like, Daddy, look at me.
If anyone, I'd say it's the main theme next to Daddy. Like, I think, like, we've, like, never really sat down and discussed it, but I feel like if we were to pick a theme, that would be it.
When we started, we wanted to talk about attention as a whole, but then that felt too much, so we narrowed it down to childhood.
Wanting attention as a child is the one time you kind of allowed it.
Yeah.
You're allowed to be like, look at me. And no
one. It's funny. Yeah. It's funny when you're like attention seeking under the age of like 12.
Yeah.
But like, no one wants the big girl from the Girls Brigade to be like running up and down with the flags. Do you know what I mean?
Look at me. And also, you're both comedians. You spoke to comedians about the sort of weird nature of standing on a stage and turning the lights down on everyone except you and being like, my time.
Yeah.
So, what women want is attention. the theme of today.
Yes.
So attention is something that I have like a weird relationship with because I really want it. I feel like that feels really normal in this room to say, but some people hate the idea of having attention. And then sometimes when I get it, I'm like, I actually didn't really want this. And when I think about attention in terms of feminism, I think it's that weird thing where we talk about being a woman can feel like a performance sometimes.
Yeah.
Because there's versions of femininity that we perform, shaving your legs. If you want to do that, fine. But definitely, I've talked about this on stage. I was going to my friend's wedding. I was like, oh, I really like them, so I should shave my legs. Because it felt like a gift to them that I would be like, I shall perform as a woman for your wedding.
Uh-huh.
And so getting dressed up in fashion, it's a kind of showing off.
Yeah.
And in all of that, I find that you want to strive and you want to have ambition, but you never 100% know if you're doing it on your own terms or if you're just striving and having ambition to fulfill the sort of needs of the patriarchy.
Oh, you can never bring those two things apart, though, 'cause I do think sometimes I'm like, I'm getting in a bath and like having a day where I just remove all my hair for me because it's just something to do and it makes me feel more svelte and clean and that for some reason makes my brain happier. But sometimes it definitely is the performance for other people. Yeah. But like it doesn't, I don't know what it is. It's literally just a sliding scale. But like, I don't mind it enough that it's like a big problem. I'd rather get pay right than the shaving thing.
Yes,
It clearly is. It clearly is your thing. You know, you're really upset about
it. I don't shave and I really need the world to be okay with that. Rosie, what does attention mean to you?
So interesting because I think you're right. As a woman and as a comedian and in my personality I want all the attention on my terms and I can't say that without sounding like an utter twat but recently, I've really felt that because, guys, I'm on TV.
What?
A bit.
What are you pointing at me?
Because I know you're going to be like, fuck off. I think it's only because of how I walk and how I talk that if someone knows who I am, they're going to come up to me.
Oh, for sure. So,
and it's really lovely. And the best people go, hello, sorry, you're a great comedian, bye. But then it's other people. Mm. Very rarely can I turn up now when I'm in public. Because someone tweeted me recently saying, just seen Rosie on the train, don't know what happened, but she looked really sad. Just I'm a neutral face. And so it's that thing of, am I ungrateful that I'm like, yes, I want attention, but not all the time.
I think we've discussed in the podcast, you want a certain bit of attention. Like you don't want attention for something that makes you stand out sometimes or like something very specific, but you want it in a general sense of like people watching what you're doing and seeing that you're doing well and like career and like love life and stuff like that.
We can map this onto being a woman, maybe like a young woman especially. Like I know it's old, you get older, there's this perhaps women sometimes get a sense of like being invisible to the world.
Yeah.
But certainly I do a thing where if I see an older man staring at like a 15-year-old girl, I make sure that he can see me seeing him.
Yeah.
And I do it so often on the tube that sometimes I think people think like I'm hitting on this creepy old man. I'm like, oh, I saw you looking at that 15-year-old girl. Double that and add a bit. I'm over here. I'm really staring at this fella. But I think that kind of attention is exactly what we talk about a lot of the time. Women feel this weird pressure to perform and then they're like, oh, well, I got all this attention because I look nice, and I now feel guilty that I'm not giving people what they want. The expectations are impossible.
Oh, man.
I do think that there's something interesting in, especially like sisterhood and being in gangs.
Of the traveling pants.
Of the traveling pants.
One or two. You've never seen the film? Okay, you need to watch the films. They're really good.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. I love them.
Okay, go on, Sisterhood. Carry on.
Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants, which is obviously impossible. I know the whole theme of the book is that they are an impossible pair of jeans that fit everyone's
ass. They fit everyone.
But why, first of all, why is that a book for children? I'm here to take down the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants. Yeah. Watch me go.
Whoa. Oh, can you not?
Sorry,
pick
okay,
something.
Sorry.
No, I like
if
it
If I think
too
about
much.
That in terms of feminism.
Just leave it. Just leave
okay,
it.
Okay, I'll leave it. But I think what you're talking about, Rosie.
They're elasticated. Leave
but
it
they're
there.
Not. They're not.
They are. They are. You can get elasticated
they're
jean material.
Important.
I'm sorry, Rosie. I'm getting pissed off. She doesn't know what she's talking about. And she's slagging things off that she shouldn't be involved in.
Imagine this is what ends our friendship.
Yeah. Type into YouTube, one size fits all. They've got swimwear, one size fits all.
I understand I understand the concept of clothes.
Let's not yell at me. No, what about sisterhood?
I understand clothes. I'm just saying the jeans in the book / the movie, The Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants 1 and 2, a capitalist fantasy that is just designed to make women feel bad about their bodies.
Okay, but they're not jeans, they're pants.
But pants are jeans. They are jeans.
Not necessarily. You can have non-denim pants.
It's but they're jeans in the movie.
In the movie, they appear denim. Doesn't mean they actually are.
True, they could be jeggings, but I don't think jeggings existed when that book was written.
It's just a really nice idea of friends of different shapes and sizes coming together with a similar pair of pants.
Anyway.
Rosie, when I was thinking about what you're saying about your person coming over to you, I can definitely see how when you're a successful woman, or at least if you're an ambitious woman, people really want to control their power relationship with you.
Oh my God.
Even if they're really pro you, so it can feel quite positive, they still want to control it. Yeah. Like it's very rarely an honest, like, I want to help you, or I'm just interested to see your meteoric rise.
I think in general, male workers have a lot more cheerleaders than female workers do.
Yeah.
Just in general, they just get more support.
You also require cheerleaders at work when you're in the office. There's HR, but it's hard to talk about things like, I feel like this guy doesn't really listen to me.
Yeah,
I don't. There are very few people who go to HR with that. And how do you be vocal without being seen as shrill and all of these things?
Yeah, I don't know if it's up for topic. We know that our podcast isn't for everyone. The negative comments we have, you will never ever get that if it were two men. Like some of the wording they use, like hectic. I mean, I love it, but James and Ed up for menu.
Yeah.
You could describe that as hectic and they go off topic.
Yeah.
But because we're two women...
Who happen to be a bit shrill.
Yeah, the terminology that people use to describe us... Is that you will not use that if we were men.
It's just exhausting that we just had a little, like, write-up of our show. They'll describe one of us as a comic, and then maybe, comic Rosie Jones, and then put Girl Guide on Heat, Helen Bauer.
Oh, my gosh.
It's like, come on.
On Heat.
On Heat,
Oh, that's
what
so
that
sexual.
Actually mean?
Yeah.
That's when a dog is a female
dog.
Oh,
rubbing
dog.
Its, like, cunt against the floor, like, dragging itself.
Yeah.
Is it? Oh my God.
So didn't
the girl guy do- Oh, sorry. Yeah.
No, I loved it, but then I also was laughing at myself being such a prude. That I was like,
so what we talk about, sex and wanking. And
which is amazing because me and Rosie have not had sex this year.
Oh,
like, so wanking.
And talking about our fantasies to fulfill our brain.
It doesn't surprise me at all then that you would be like targeted by people who... They're like, this is not for me. This is bad. I'm furious that I can't control these women and tell them to shut up. And the only place I have the space to do that is in this sort of small comment box.
Yeah. I don't feel like if we were men, I hate this word, but would have a lot of banter.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Whereas one or two women is shrill.
Once again, though, it is shrill and it is incredibly hectic.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast. And up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Can you ask me about my attention now?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like, do you know what I mean? Like, I've been really well behaved. Yes. You can't invite someone on a podcast about attention and then not ask them.
So, Rosie, that was so interesting hearing you talk about. No, I'm doing a segue.
So, oh, God, say it again.
Rosie. Really interesting to hear you talk about what attention means to you.
Thank you.
Now we turn to Helen.
No, can I have a segue with feminism included as well?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, go again.
So interesting hearing how your life...
Do it again without the like properly.
No, it's fine. Just be better. Thanks, Rosie. Helen, now it's your turn to talk semi-uninterrupted for a certain amount of time about what does it mean to you when you hear what women want is attention?
Thank you for asking.
You're welcome.
When I hear that, I think, yes.
Thanks, Helen.
No, okay, I'll tell you what's annoying about this podcast and what's wrong with it.
Okay.
Rosie's said all the points that I would have wanted to make.
Sure.
And no. I added, Rosie, please, my love, I am having a bit of a moment. And I sort of like went in with my agreement of it. But now you've asked me, and I've got one option, which is to repeat or go the opposite way and be like, women fucking love attention. That's what they get their tits out. That's what they wear, short skirts. They fucking love it. And I don't want to be that person.
Hey, and I don't want to force you to be that person. So let me ask you a more specific question.
Okay.
A huge piece of your life. Like.
That would be also a great option if you could share an experience where you were seeking for attention and got it and you regretted it, or what does it mean, attention in your life?
Oh, I've regretted a lot of attention I've got, but it doesn't mean I stop seeking it. Because I always think attention is what like other people have, where it's like, oh my God, they're loved and they're wanted and they're respected. But then I always get it in the way of like, I'll be like, oh, I wear a low-cut top for the first time in years and I wear it out and everyone's like, oh, you're dressing up for someone. And it's like, no, just appreciate how good they look. Like, just appreciate that. I wore a prom dress that was form-fitting with beads all over it that looked like a mermaid, which was quite the choice. That. And I regretted it instantly. I arrived at prom and I was like, I look ridiculous. And like, I love my body one day and then the next day I want to disappear and I want no one to ever see me. And I shouldn't have to... I shouldn't be expected because I'm big and I'm confident that I should always love being big. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? It's like, I'd love to be able to say that, like, I love my tits, I love my thighs, I love my tits. Okay, for tits consistently,
yes,
I like.
Things
but, like, stomach, thighs, it's like, it's some days I'm just going to wish that I had just, like, had none of it on me.
Yeah. I watched Bridget Jones recently one, two, and three in one sitting. And I think it's insane how when first of all in the film people say she's overweight. I remember watching it at the time going, haha, she's so overweight.
Oh, I've looked through like little diaries and bits and pieces I had because I was like I was aware of food, I was aware of weight very significantly as like a 12-year-old onwards. And like, I look at moments where I felt like the biggest and I look at a picture or like what I've written and I'm not in any way.
It's heartbreaking, isn't it, to look back at yourself and be like, I was a tiny baby girl.
And I really, really don't want to, is it even a word, thin shame.
Oh, I've been accused of doing that. So I think it is, I got called, like, a skinny shame or thin shame.
I remember being younger and looking at people and again, I don't want to skinny shame, but looking at, like, maybe bodies like Keira Knightley. And I remember thinking, I want her body. But now I'm like, oh, no.
No, I don't.
I love my boobs. I love my bum. Like, it's so refreshing that in today's society, we celebrate shape.
I think we should celebrate it, and I think that we just need to not expect the consistency of the people that are posting. Like, I love my body one day, and then the next day I want to disappear, and I want no one to ever see me, and I shouldn't have to... I shouldn't be expected, because I'm big and I'm confident, that I should always love being big. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Oh my God, this episode is wrapping up so nicely. Because what we were saying earlier about always needing to project a certain thing. I'm always happy. I'm always having a good time. I'm always making people welcome. Like, I always feel confident in myself. Like, some days you're just not. Like, one day you want attention because you do a good show and you want everyone to appreciate it, but other times you do a good show and you want to just disappear and have no one look at you. It's site specific. It's
also
consistent.
To do, I think, with the systems for women to exist in, like a silent but kind, motherly kind of woman. You know, there's like well-trodden paths that you can walk down, but the moment that you feel like you're sort of straying off path and doing something new, the systems are not there to support you, and society's not there to support you in that way. You have to be so confident, basically. And that confidence, you feel like you're attention seeking. At the end of this conversation, do you feel like you understand? You talk so well about attention, both of you, on your podcast.
Podcast, but not today.
Not today.
Can I go first, though?
Of course. Helen, do you think that
say Helen more excited.
Helen.
Yeah?
When you are seeking attention and when you're putting yourself out there, let's say, do you think that you're doing that despite feminism or because of feminism?
I haven't really thought about it. I think you're right, actually. Oh, this is going to be one of those realisation moments. I think I was very aware that I was a loud girl, and not just a loud child, but like a loud girl. And I think that I doubled down on it because I was like, well, yeah, so what? And I've kept that up 100%, but I've pushed it in situations where I'm like, well, literally, it's just men talking right now, and I feel like I'm not being heard, and I assert myself in a way that sometimes is to the detriment of people around me, but I think, like, fuck it, I'm going for it. I'll have nothing to add to the conversation, but I'll make sure I say something just so they don't say everything.
And I guess...
does that make sense?
Totally. But I do know a lot of people who feel like when they're in that situation, their voices aren't being heard, they get quiet because they're like, clearly this isn't a space for me.
I'm very much aware of, like, how much I've spoken in the group, but also how much everyone else has spoken in the group. Like, I will grab people into conversations if I feel like they're not being in, like, it's like a constant, like, thing going on in my brain.
Do you have that, Rosie?
Yeah, and we're speaking about our voices in terms of what we want to say, but actually, for me, I forgot to think about my literal voice, because I've literally got a different sounding voice. It's slower. So a lot of my life, professionally and personally, I got to make sure that when I talk, it's worthwhile. Because I feel like when people had to step back and listen to me, I got to make it worthwhile. Mm. So I am an extrovert. I do love attention. I am loud. But sometimes if I'm in a bigger group, or maybe professionally, if I'm like on a panel show, I'll go inward and yeah. I won't talk as much as everyone else because it literally takes longer yeah. and takes more effort. So that's a difficult thing for me.
Mm.
Helen.
I'd like to summarise all the arguments we've made. I think I might have crushed it. What we've learned today is that women are inconsistent.
Yeah.
Right? Bitches want attention, but bitches don't know when they want it. That's but literally what we... What do you want?
But I guess...
What do you want?
Does that voice like affect your throat?
What voice?
You lost
that devil voice you just did.
In Edinburgh.
Oh, I lose my voice all the time.
You need to be careful, otherwise you'll Julie Andrews yourself.
Don't stop it. What does that mean? Have... Like, get an umbrella that talks to me?
Well, she got a polyp on her...
Oh, yeah, but she had an operation and she worked in The Princess Diaries, so that's fine.
No, the operation means that she can't sing.
Yeah, but she still got to work with Anne Hathaway twice.
Oh, Anne Hathaway was lucky. Do. Oh, that's all right. End of the day.
Chris Pine was lucky. Anne Hathaway got what she deserved.
Wait, Helen. Why me?
Because you saw me when no one else did. When I was invisible. Sorry. Can we do it again? Can we do it again? It's a quote from the end of The Princess Diaries.
Helen, why me?
Because you saw me when I was invisible.
She comes every time.
Honestly, favourite quote of anything.
Sexual,
I like, It's Not Your Fault from Good Will Hunting.
As sexual as that enactment of The Princess Diaries, yeah. I do think that her quote, Anne Hathaway's beautiful quote there, you saw me when I was invisible.
Yes.
Really comes back round to it, is that we really want people to see us for who we are, the real human below ourselves, below the performance that we do. And yet we get confused when people sort of accept the performance that we give.
Yeah.
And this podcast basically comes down to people just sharing experiences so they can feel seen and heard. And I feel very seen and heard by you guys today. So thank you so much.
What was wrong with my summary?
She took our quote and she made it into
women don't
summary.
Make things, women manipulate, Rosie. We've been over this.
What we've learned is Helen and I have very similar personalities, and it's really good that we don't do a podcast together.
Oh my god,
it would just be summary after summary after summary.
I love summarizing.
But Rosie, I think there's something here, and I hope we can come back together again.
Can I please be a guest on your new podcast?
Thank you so much. You've both been so wonderful.
You. No, Amy. That was great.
Honestly,
really
thank you.
Good.
No, thank you.
No.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you.
Each do our best, like, radio sign off. I've been Amy Nett. Goodbye.
Rosie,
I'll be the change you want to see. Thank you.
Wow.
Bye.
I don't know how I still.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Don't go with that.
Don't
yell at me.
So, are we any closer to finding out what women want? No. Thank you so much for listening. Please rate, subscribe, and share. It makes such a difference in my ongoing journey to top Mel Gibson when you Google what women want. Thank you so much to producer Emma Caution and to executive producer Zach Annette for his help. Music is by The Artisans via Jamendo Publishing. Thank you so much. Goodbye.